This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We're recording and we're talking depth. We're talking depth.
In deep with depth.
That's what this podcast is now. This podcast is now a Johnny Depp podcast.
Pro or con?
I'm not saying, because
I don't know.
You're not finna get me canceled. I don't know. Well, you know what? This is what I will say about it. I don't know enough about this because I'm not watching.
Great. That's a great sense to tell.
No, I literally was like, is there, like, I went on the internet yesterday because I was like, I just feel so lost in this shit.
Yeah.
I saw the thing because my YouTube be like live, and I'm like live, and I tapped in, and then it was like he was on trial, and then I was like, what happened? I can't remember.
Yeah.
So then I watched this Australian 60 Minutes, and it kind of did the whole, story.
Yeah,
so
I just watched that. I just watched a video of Australian 60 Minutes on Malaysian Airlines flight MH370. They might be finding
it. Did they find it?
No, they ain't found it yet.
Or it was a reunion special where they all came back together.
They
first went lost. They're like, hey, it's been 10 years and we've remained friends. We've kept in touch. Like,
we have this one clip where you guys were screaming for your lives. How did you feel during that moment?
That shit is crazy.
I felt like the captain didn't care about us.
You know, there was a woman on that special that is like, she's still on the hunt. Uh-huh. All right, let me ask you this. This is a good way to introduce our new producer as well. AK-47 and Clay have left us.
They're gone.
Fired their asses.
What'd they do? Them.
Man, let me tell you.
No.
Don't get them canceled.
Oh, my God. All they did all day long, just coming in here showing feet. And it was just like, I'm sick of seeing feet. This room is too small for this much foot.
You can't see because the cameras are facing us, but if you turn the cameras around, it was just feet. It was like a 4 feet on the desk.
Yeah, all feet.
A little
so we had to get them out of here. We had to call HR on their asses. And they replaced them with one person, the superhuman, Rochelle. Rochelle, hello.
Hey, Rochelle.
Rochelle is here. We're going to give her just as hard of a time.
And she's got a mic, too.
She got a mic.
Wow.
We want to make sure it's a hot mic. Hot mic. She's not clicking and clacking it at the keys like AK would do. She'd be typing the whole episode. We get so many DMs being like, what's all that clickety-clackety?
Is that true?
No, nobody heard it.
They be hitting us up like, I love the podcast, but there's too much clickety-clackety-clackety-clackety.
Oh, okay. But now, and we're all involved in this conversation here. MH370.
Okay,
Malaysian Airlines flight went down over the Indian Ocean. Nobody knows what happened to it. Mm-hmm. A woman's husband was on that flight. Mm-hmm. She was on Australian 60 Minutes saying that she's still on the hunt for her husband. She is now remarried.
Wow.
Says she is happily in love, been married for like 5 years, but still looking for this dude. Okay. If you are the new husband, are you like, okay, I mean, you can kind of stop looking for this.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Is she technically cheating?
Yeah.
Is she cheating?
Is she cheating?
An emotional infidelity is what you're talking about.
Yes. Yes.
And we remember the Hun Hunt character in Castaway.
Yes.
And this is basically the same situation.
She got remarried to his boy.
She got remarried to a friend of his.
That happens a lot. Like, is it because they both have the shared trauma that they lost?
Yeah, it's a grieving bond. Yeah.
Sam Cooke's ex-wife got married to Bobby Womack 2 weeks after his funeral.
That's
get the fuck out of here.
Bobby Womack slept with Sam Cooke's and his current wife's daughter. And then Sam Cooke's wife, in turn, shot Bobby Womack.
And what?
He did not die.
And he's like, I was born by the river.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? Rochelle.
Wow.
Are you allowing that energy in your home? Your new marriage, you like, listen, your husband, he's gone. I understand that you went through a trauma, but he's gone. Stop talking about it.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Wow.
They're not allowed to talk about it anymore.
Wow, we are learning that Rochelle is jealous.
She's not a lot of latitude there.
Young, too sexy, beautiful, and everybody wants a taste.
If you're the woman, though, and your husband's lost, you're grieving, what are you? Are you dating? Do you go out on any dates? Do you do anything?
Well, she went on a date.
She went
if
on
she's
a date.
Remarried.
Yeah,
yeah.
She got remarried. Yeah, no, she's
part.
Remarried. That's what I'm saying. That's the whole thing.
Oh, I thought you were doing hypotheticals. So
no.
She actually got remarried.
She got remarried, but she is like, I'm still on the hunt.
But here's my question though, mm-hmm. for real, for that woman's life is, of course it would do well for you in a press public mm-hmm. situation to say, yeah, I'm still kind of looking for him. The day-to-day reality yeah. may be, I'll give it a Google every month
yeah.
or so.
Yeah, yeah.
In which case, I'm not concerned at all.
Check it on the Apple News yeah. every once in a while.
Or you have an alert set up. Like, yeah. I'll get a notification yeah. if the
hilarious.
Malaysian fly
oh,
pops
they
up
found
again.
Something.
But otherwise, like, I could withstand that in a relationship.
Oh, they found something.
Yeah,
flight went down.
That third dose.
I think that's going to be crazy if he comes back. They actually did that in that movie, that show called Flight or whatever. There was another show like that where the airplane disappeared for 3 years and then it came back.
There's so many of those. But yeah, there was one, I think, on NBC, right, that you're
yeah,
describing.
It was called, like, Manifest. It was called The Manifest. That's what
oh,
it was called.
Yeah, the Netflix yeah. brought back.
And the then, but the girl, she disappeared and then she came back and it was 3 years had passed. And then the guy came back and his wife remarried somebody else.
Mm.
But if you're the guy, let's say the guy is really out there and he yeah. comes back and she sees that she got this new man in the crib, what's he going to be doing?
Yeah.
What's he going to do about that?
Yeah, is he going to, they all move in together and be a throuple.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Should we introduce this guy that's
We got to
mom.
Introduce this. We've introduced our new producer, Rochelle, is here. And then we also have special guest, our brother in Christ.
Yes. Amen. That's actually true.
He is the host of Good Christian Fun, the podcast.
Yes.
That's still going on.
Yes, it's still going on.
It's still
good. That's a good question about podcast. Is that still going on?
Y'all been doing it for a long time. I was a guest. I talked about my religion. We talked about Melodies from Heaven by Kirk Franklin.
Yeah, Lamar was a guest.
Yeah. About my traumatic experience.
We all went
religion.
To church.
Yeah, Good Christian Fun. He was the host of the Gilmore Guys podcast.
Yes, who we took
the blueprint.
Our idea from.
We stole the predecessor, the blueprint.
He started where it all started.
Where it all started,
men
right here. When he used to put up shots.
Shows.
Right here. Men talking about shows for women. they started it.
One hasn't seen it, one has. Isn't that an interesting
was that
dynamic?
The same thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
See, that
down
we didn't
to
know.
That.
I didn't
wow.
know that. Yeah.
Really
same thing.
Did.
I didn't, we didn't,
one
we didn't take that
it?
Part.
I'd seen him before Demi Adejuyibe. My co-host had not.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
We didn't take that part. We just thought, hey, it'd be funny if we watched this show.
Yeah. So I guess we didn't really take anything
yeah,
from
yeah.
y'all.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, that's it.
I think we took the gossip, how you guys are the Gilmore guys.
Right.
We were like, we're the gossip kings.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody, all bodies, all bodies matter. Mr. Kevin T. Porter.
Wow, I'm here. And we did do it. And all bodies do matter. Thank you for saying mm-hmm. that.
The T stands for time. I got time today.
Yeah, I do.
With Kevin T. Porter. And he had brought his dog. And
what's
his dog's
dog?
Name is Dexter.
That's true.
Hey, Dexter.
Little Dexter.
Dexter's coming up.
Hey,
to
there
he
with me.
Hey.
Dexter's hanging with
We
Lamar.
Got a fourth Gossip King today, okay?
Yeah. Fourth Gossip King today.
Yeah.
You are now listening to three perfect men talk about relationships. Ain't nothing wrong with none of us.
Yeah.
We're all great. We all make a ton of money. And on the table in front of us are delicious sweets.
Hey.
Because our brother Kevin B. Bacon. Kevin mm-hmm. Bacon. And these are his products.
They're so delicious. So this one right here is a... Can you tell us what it is again?
Sure. This is the real easy. It's a Snickerdoodle Cheesecake Bar.
Snickerdoodle Cheesecake Bar. Now, Lamar's eating his dry right now, but I'm going to take mine home
Dip.
And pour me a big old glass of a whole cow's milk.
Oh, my God.
It don't bother me. Milk don't bother me.
He loves milk. Carl loves
I love milk.
That's the hot take.
It does a body good.
That's how I feel about Johnny Depp's
bones
child.
Bones them
like,
stronger.
Where's the milk at?
Oh, gosh. I went out on a couple of dates with a girl. a few, no, not a few, 6 years ago now, mm-hmm. and she was disgusted by the idea of milk. Just milk existing, that anyone would drink it. I would not do it in front of her at the time. We still remained friends mm-hmm. after we went out. Mm-hmm. But now every couple of months, I'll take a picture of myself drinking some milk.
That's hilarious. You should shoot her
for a defamation.
What do you think
about it? Rochelle, what are your thoughts on milk?
It's disgusting.
I'll drink milk.
Rochelle!
That was so.
If you think of it as like a dessert, not like, oh, I just ran a marathon. Let me get a gallon of milk in me or something.
People who drink milk with dinner. My grandpa puts ice in milk.
Yeah, I used to do that. And I used to drink my milk with spaghetti when I was a kid.
See, I don't drink milk with dinner. Milk is a breakfast beverage for me.
Yeah. And sweet.
Breakfast and then to dip your dessert.
I learned it that way because it sounds like that's probably like milk and cookies. But I never knew milk in that way. So I grew out of the milk with dinner.
I never knew.
And I grew out of the cereal.
When I would make pancakes. If I got a pancake breakfast, I'd have amazing pancakes.
Jack
nice,
Johnson style.
Nice, yeah. wait, what Jack? He put bananas in his pancake.
Yeah, he did.
You know, I'm an original pancake guy.
Okay.
I don't put nothing in my pancakes. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, that pillow. You
know what I'm hiding my bone tag.
I'm saying, man, I like an original stack. Like, I don't want no bananas. IHOP has lost me. Like, they always coming out with some new shit, putting all types of crazy shit, and I don't want it. I want a pancake.
They finally lost Lamar in 2022.
Yeah, it took a long time.
And they changed. They turned their menu down after the pandemic. They made a smaller menu.
That's good.
They ain't got as much stuff on it.
Yeah, because it was probably way too much overhead buying all this bullshit.
Buying all this goddamn. Every time on TV, parents like, hey, like when a divorced dad comes pick the kid up, like, what do you say tomorrow morning? We eat some chocolate chip pancakes. I would always be like,
ugh. Why you putting it in there?
Because that ain't going to taste good with the syrup.
I don't think so.
What about French toast? Do you guys like
I like French toast, but again,
on top of it?
Yeah. No.
You do.
Just a little bit, just a teeny tiny bit.
Powdered sugar.
I like powdered sugar, maybe a strawberries or blueberries.
Maybe a little bit of whipped cream, but not like glazed in it. Y'all remember the griddle over in West Hollywood?
Yeah.
That would have just like fucking nuts, fried French toast.
They didn't make it out there.
They made it.
They didn't, or they did?
I think they made it.
Oh, cool.
Shout out to the griddle. Hopefully you made it out of the pandemic. Rochelle, do you like stuff on your pancakes? You like chocolate chip pancakes and all that type of stuff?
I think that the pancake or French toast is the vehicle for the topping. So I like all the toppings.
But are you putting syrup on the toppings?
That's so disrespectful to this French toast and pancake.
Yeah.
The vehicle is what it is.
That's the frame.
Those are dressing.
It's merely transportation
you
for the topping. Wow.
The French toast drives the whipped cream to me.
All right. Speaking of toppings.
We're just not going to talk about
we're still at the top of the show.
We're talking about the top of the show. But before we get into that, Kevin, what is your relationship with the show Gossip Girl?
I've seen an episode before. And before this one.
Before this one, you've seen one episode.
I have seen it.
Okay.
It was the pilot.
Okay.
And I did watch it. And I'm basically familiar with the milieu. It was a show that, because it ran for so long, it made the time during which it ran, I just was curious about it. I was curious what it meant in the culture. I absorbed it a lot via memes as well.
Great.
And it's one of those shows that was so fun to just go to the Wikipedia entry and see how it ended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Not knowing anything else. I won't. No, I know it's a spoiler.
Yeah. He's seen it. I haven't seen it, as you know from the format of your
how novel.
Show. Okay. So you did. You know the show. You know it enough. Okay, great. Because we have taken some heat in the comment sections about guests not knowing the show.
Right.
I understand your complaints.
It's
however,
hard.
We hear you.
I'm the one with the microphone.
We see you.
I'm the one with the microphone.
And also, Kevin's my friend, and I want him on the pod.
I want him on the show.
That's very kind.
I can't hold the TV, any TV he watched against him.
This is a very relatable conversation because this is something.
How did you deal this with gossip on Gilmore Kings?
I wish it was called Gilmore Kings. Maybe it would have been better
Gilmore
at that
boys.
Point. But well, we did that a lot in the first couple of seasons because it was still tenable to do it in maybe because that was a 7-season show. This is a 6-season show. You know,
spoilers
on the same. Yeah, sorry. Okay, I don't know how many seasons it is, but we could do it up to a certain point. It was really just about the guest malleability to do it and their malleability to like engage in a conversation, good faith. And that the most interesting or the funniest thing would not be, well, I don't know what's going on or who's that girl. Yes. I don't care. Right, like that is a tough comedic perspective to engage with on a regular basis. But we found that it worked if people would engage with it as just like an object or a thing that they were like interested in or fascinated by in some context.
This is what we're talking about.
Should we do a spot it first?
Yeah, we got to do a spot it. Do we have a spot it with our little audits? I got to spot it.
Who you spot it?
Okay.
Who I spot it? Damn, I forgot it.
I forgot it.
Well, that's the last time, right? It's spot it and forgot it. And that's
spot kind of it the, and forget it. Show.
I have one while you're thinking of yours.
Yeah, okay. You guess. Give us a spot it.
So, go to the movie Ambulance. Okay. Ambulance.
With the police cars or Chargers, Challengers.
That's right.
Yeah.
10 out of 10 movie. Loved it.
Really?
Saw it on IMAX the last time I was playing at Burbank 16.
Holy shit.
And
was it worth the IMAX?
Yeah. Well, I got an AMC A-list, so it's all the same sort of.
Oh, you plugged in. You got to connect.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I know Nicole. But there must have been 20 people total in the theater, mm-hmm. in that huge IMAX theater.
Yeah.
And I spot this gentleman in the concession line. I'm like, I believe.
Yeah.
And he was shorter. He was a short king. I was like, I believe. That is Haley Joel Osment.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
He's short in real life?
Yeah.
I thought he was tall.
Yeah.
Short in real life.
He's shorter. And it was. And he seemed to have a great time with his group while watching the movie as well. He was in the row in front of us.
So he was just sitting there by himself?
No, he was with a group. He had a woman with him, maybe a friend, maybe a girlfriend, and then a couple of friends with him as well.
Dang, that's what's up. That's a good ass spot.
Yeah.
He's a classic celebrity.
It was AI.
Yeah, AI. What else? Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense.
The Spoils of Babylon.
Entourage, the movie.
His sister, Emily Osment from Hannah Montana.
That's right.
Hannah Montana. Oh,
I did for a split second consider going up to him and saying, hey, are you Haley? And he probably would have been nice and been like, yeah, I'm Haley. And I would not have said, I loved you in Sixth Sense or I loved AI, even though I did love AI. I would have said, I was also on Doughboys. So we share something.
He was on Doughboys?
He was on Doughboys.
I met him. He was at UCB.
Yeah?
I would have told him I loved him in Lorenzo's Oil.
What's that?
That was this movie we had to watch in science class.
Lorenzo's Oil.
What was this movie
about? Or that Walker, Texas Ranger episode where he had AIDS.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Mom says I got AIDS.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
I'm all about it. I'm done being too cool for celebrities. If I see somebody, I'm talking to him.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, when's the last time you did that?
I did it to Craig Robinson because I was like, I seen him. I mean, I guess I had reason to talk to him because I wrote this episode of Brooklyn that he was in. But he ain't know me, though, because I didn't get to go on a set because of COVID. So I seen him at the party, and I was, like, trying to be cool or whatever. But I when I first moved to L.A., I was a big fan of him ever since The Office, everything. So then I used to work at his movie theater called Pacific Theaters. Shout out to Pacific Theaters. And I guess that was my first spot, it really, because I was working at concessions, and I see Craig Robinson walking out the theater by himself. And I go up to him, and I say, hey, man, I'm a big fan. And he was like, that's what's up. And I was like, one day, I'm going to be up there with you.
Wow.
And then cut to 10 years. How long ago was that? Almost 10 years later.
Yeah.
I go to the party, and guess who I see? Craig Robinson right there. I mean, it was for his movie, his show premiere, so it wasn't inquisitive. But still, I feel like he was by himself, you know, he was in a position where I could go talk to him. But, you know, sometimes you just like, you don't want to be that dude or whatever. But I realized, man, life is too short, man. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to act too cool for this. I like this dude. I'm a fan of him. So I went up to him and I said, I met you at the movie theaters. I used to work there. And I was like, I told you I was going to make it one day. And he was like, he had nothing. He had no response. Like, he was just like, yeah, all right, man.
The movie I was thinking about was not that's from a Christmas Story. The movie that I was thinking of was not Lorenzo's Oil.
Yeah, Lorenzo's Oil stars Lorenz Tate, and he's about him buying hair.
Lorenz's Oil.
He's like, I gotta get this hair
forward.
Oh, that's
a different movie.
How the fuck you get Lorenzo's Oil out of that?
We had to watch that same
in
movie.
You watch it at school.
You get Spacey stabbed
in school.
That's
hilarious. Yeah, Kevin Spacey's in that too.
He sure is.
Kevin Spacey and Haley Joel Osment.
He was great in that.
That almost makes up for everything else. No, and it goes back to funny. Helen Hunt from the beginning of the conversation.
No, that's so funny because that's one of those movies you see. Like, I feel like everybody's seen it. It ain't tell nobody. Because I'd be like, I seen it. I just watch it on TV one day.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this movie? But I just never talked about it till now. Yeah. I ain't never you've Pay seen it
forward,
that.
Yes.
It would have never came up if you didn't bring up Haley Joel Osment.
That had to be the same class. That had to be biology.
And what was the rationale for playing the movie?
Yeah. I don't remember. It was like a day that the teacher didn't feel like teaching, you know what I'm saying?
Moral code, like pay it forward, be a nice person.
But that's not, you're not supposed to teach that in science.
You just draw it on a blackboard,
maybe
though.
Maybe you didn't watch it in science class.
It was probably
watched it in,
pay
like,
it
life
forward
skills
class.
For the 21st century. It was a class we had to take in ninth grade.
And we're sure it's Pay It Forward, not another movie with me.
It has
one
to be Pay It
same.
Forward.
It was Pay It Forward.
Okay. You know why? Because I can see why your brain would call that movie Lorenzo's Oil.
I can't. Well, can. I understand why you forward.
Make that. I can do that leap in my brain.
Lorenzo's Oil was about this kid who had a disease, had an illness.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
okay.
It was some oil that like made him better, I want to say.
Like
they started
powers or something.
Like
and
the
started,
limitless pill.
Nah, man, what was okay? We ain't got time for this.
I know, we gotta talk about this episode.
We gotta talk about this episode. You said something in real life, mm-hmm. and this episode is titled "Chuck in Real Life."
Yeah,
which to me made me mad because uh-huh. there's a character on the show called Dan.
Right.
Why aren't we naming the episode Dan in real life?
But wait, I guess what is it a reference to?
I guess
it's
Dan
the
in real
movie
life.
Dan in Real Life with Carell.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of pancakes, he's got his head,
he got
on,
head
him,
on the pancakes.
On
that,
the poster.
Every time I saw what? That picture, yeah, I always went, oh, I hope that was Photoshopped because it would be so nasty to have your head and all that stuff.
This is the current picture that's on my phone, by the way. Speaking of gossip, Gossip Girl. This is the titular Gossip Girl, Kristen Bell, the narrator.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah.
Posing with the LASD, the LA Sheriff's Department, having the time of her life.
What is she doing? How dare she?
Lives matter.
I did not know that Kristen Bell. No, I'm not going to say that. She's a friend.
She's a friend?
Oh, yeah. She's great. She's great. She knows who I am.
That's nice.
Yeah, let's get her on the pod.
This is a pancake poster. This is Dan.
I've never heard of it. Never heard of that.
Yeah, Dane Cook puts in a dramatic performance, if I remember correctly.
Oh, my God. Oscar worthy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I see what you're saying. It should be called Dan in Real Life.
Yeah. But it's I called guess, Chuck in
but
Real
Dan
Life.
Didn't really have a good story this episode.
No.
Have you guys noticed a pattern with the naming of the episode titles thus far?
They always be something.
It's always like,
is
like
it a parody
movie,
title?
Like a parody of a movie or like they did the Sun Cell, you know how Sun Cell rises, so Serena Shall Rises.
Okay. New Haven Can Wait.
Yeah, New Haven Can Wait. I like them. I'm probably going to do that with my show.
The
when
Serena
I, if I
also
make sense.
The X-Files. See, they was on the nose with that one.
They're a little cheeky. They have like pun titles almost.
So, parodies. Big Bart, Bass Daddy, comes home and he's laying down the law. It's going to be some rules around this house. We a family.
Yeah.
We're getting it in.
We got lots to talk
lots
about.
Lots to talk about. If you got to be at home by 1 o'clock in the morning on the weekend. Serena's like, Mom!
No, you ain't finna tell me. She's getting a real step child
how,
back.
For the main cast, forgive my ignorance, how old in the reality of the show is the oldest person out of the kids supposed to be? Like 21, 22?
No, the oldest person out of the kids is 18.
18? Because they're all still in high school.
Yeah, they're all still in high school.
Everyone's in high school. Yeah. Yeah, they haven't got to college yet.
Yeah, they got to college.
Yeah.
So 18 for a weekend, to me, for 18-year-old me, feels fair. As a
1 o'clock in the morning? My mom didn't let me go nowhere. I was at home watching Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
You had nowhere to go.
I had places to go.
We would come home at like 3. Yeah, I was out. But
I have. There was places I could have gone. My mom would try to be helicopter parent when I would go out, and I just didn't feel like dealing with the hassle.
Okay.
Like asking for every other parent's phone number and what's the address of where we going to be. I don't know. We finna be out. We riding. We doing shit. But up until I was like, probably until senior year, when I finally started being like, I'm going out with TJ. And I turned 18 in January. My birthday falls in January. So I was 18, but I still had 6 months left of school. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I'm going out. I remember TJ had a car, and TJ liked to drink when we were in high school. Mm-hmm. And I would drive his car because I didn't drink. And I liked driving. I thought that was cool. And TJ and I looked quite a bit alike, so I would just take his license because I didn't get my license yet. But, yeah, we would go out. We would go to house parties and stuff my senior year. But before that, man, I was in the house watching. You are now watching Mad TV.
Oh, that was a fun time with Mad TV. And I would try to flip back and forth between SNL and Mad TV.
Yeah, that's what I was doing
I
at home.
I like the Mad magazines, the little black and white spies always
fighting. Yeah, spies, yeah.
But Bass Daddy isn't back in action, back in full effect.
He's
a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, they making the family's moving right now. Yeah. Then we cut over to the Humphrey household, which we love. We love on this show. We love the Humphreys.
Yeah,
Big Roof Dog is my guy.
Very likable guy. From what I understand, ex-rock star who opens an art gallery and is chilling with his kids who he seems to love.
Now, Rochelle, you watched Gossip Girl. You watched the first season this weekend. You've listened to our show a little bit.
The whole, in 2 days, you watched
the
22
whole
episodes?
The whole first season.
Wow. I love that.
And
I can tell this is going to be a great relationship.
A-Clay 47, our last two producers, didn't watch a damn minute of the show.
This is already an upgrade.
Didn't watch a damn minute. Okay. So they're sitting right outside there. I see their ears pressed against the door. They're listening to see how it's going in here. Yeah. But what do you think about Big Roof Dog? He's great, right?
I love him. I have a big crush on him.
See?
Ah, see?
Come on.
She knows what's up. What do you think of Baz Daddy? That's Chuck Baz Daddy.
I don't know. He can go away.
That's Bart?
You don't have a crush on him, though. Because Anya had a crush on him.
That was Greta.
Oh, Greta had a crush on
Greta
him.
Greta came in. I'm lying. She was like, fuck Roof Dog. I want that Baz Daddy.
Yeah. Greta Titleman.
For the money?
It's a particular taste.
I don't know. She just likes how... I kind of felt that this... I mean, you know, I was watching him like, yeah, I see what she was saying. He just got this swag like he don't play around. Mm-hmm. And then Roof Dog is kind of like, whatever, I'll never betray Roof. But I was seeing her side
He's just
bit.
So old. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand the sexual attraction to old-ass men. Why would you want all that
old? He's old as hell.
Up and down on. Y'all understand the money, the taking care of, the power.
Yeah, some stability.
Yeah,
perhaps.
But the
like anyway. His facial expression. Now, he's not funny at all. He has no jokes.
I ain't got time for jokes. I'm Baz Daddy. Yeah.
I'm getting money.
Ain't got time for the yucks.
So everybody, they're wilding out. But I tell you what, fucking Vanessa and Lil J is just killing me. When they hang out together, I'm just like, stay away from each other because you're ruining her life.
They're only 2 years apart, too, which is nuts to me. That seems like her mother.
Yeah.
But, okay, so, Dan come down. Dan got a soccer ball. And they're like, Dan, you got no friends? Like, what you doing?
I know, they was roasting his ass.
I'm trying out for the soccer team. And so he trying out for the soccer team because Nate called him, like, Nate on the soccer team. And so him and Nate is homeboys now.
What did they say? He was like, the soccer team got COVID? Somebody said that.
Wow.
He's like, half the soccer team got COVID, so they need a replacement.
See, clairvoyant Gossip Girl. They already knew
what
was
coming.
So Serena pissed about Bart's rules. She mad. Her and Eric walking down the street. Eric is being a voice of reason like he normally is. This is like a grown man, a little tiny boy's body. And one of Lily's guys, I thought this was really funny. I wrote down.
It was clowning Eric. Like, always clowning Eric. Because his suits good
don't
dude.
Fit. No tiny
clothes
man.
Don't fit. Clothes he's so tiny. Yeah. Every episode, he just shrinks like.
Yeah.
And he's like, but he's making such good points. So he's like, I'm making a good point. I'm making a good point. I'm making a good point.
Because he's supposed to be how old in the show?
15, same age as Jenny.
Okay. Yeah, and he reads as 15.
He does.
Yeah.
He reads 15.
Yes. I think that's what happens with casting. No. Like, once you hit, there's a certain age, once you go above, it's just like, feels like once you cast an over 16, you could be hitting a 30-year-old, 24-year-old, 20-year-old. It seems like it's just all free-for-all at that point.
Yeah.
But
15 stays 15.
15 stays 15. Yeah. Serena and them feel like grown-ass women. They also feel like, Serena feels like his mom, even though, like, when I think about that, they're only 2 years apart.
That's crazy. Yeah, she seems so much older than her.
Yeah. But, so they walk and they say, one of our guys, well, it was a fun time we had converting to Islam.
That was
just
fun.
Thinking of, like, Serena and Eric. See, the problem is, brother.
See, the Asiatic black man
has decided
that we will no longer be on
the
arm of the
white
man.
At least for that part, Gossip Girl would adapt to sort of Family Guy cutaway scene style. Yeah. Where it's like, remember when we converted to Islam?
Yeah. Oh, we have this running thing on the show where we say, if we had wrote this scene. So if there's a scene that you would have wrote, please let us know.
Yeah. Okay.
If you would have wrote it, Rochelle, you were welcome to.
And it would have been like, they would have been like about to pray five times a day, and it's like the third time, and it's like, Eric, get in here. We need three more times. He's like, Mom, I can't.
I'm hungry, Mom. Eric, it's Ramadan. Okay, even till the sundown, honey.
Oh, my God.
So Chuck sees Dan and Nate, and he's upset. He's like, when is this bromance going to end? That boy jealous as hell.
Yeah, that's a pretty good Chuck.
Yeah, he's pressed. So this scene was one of them, like, explaining scenes. So Chuck sees Dan and Nate. He's upset about that. Mm-hmm. And then Blair, of course, walks up. She's on his fucking head about it. You ain't got no friends. Friendless Chuck, blah, blah, blah. And then as soon as he walks away, Vanessa walks up. Here come Vanessa trotting her ass in there. And Blair's like, what do you want? And she's like, oh, I just thought that I maybe should, you know, you could sign these, get these positions signed for me. I own you. I got this picture of your boyfriend kissing the Duchess. Mm-hmm. Dutch was the stepmom. They both got sent back to England.
What
are
you thinking?
She got
I was
deported.
Like, man, Vanessa Wack. She on the blackmail tip already?
God, but her blackmail is trash.
Look at this. I love that fucking Dexter is just like, fuck this podcast.
Dexter sleeps.
He went
him.
To sleep quick.
He usually listens to other podcasts that we record. He's always like nodding along with everybody.
He's like, I ain't watched the show.
I mean, we're like 45 minutes in, and we're in the first scene of the episode.
Hurry up. It's gonna be a nightmare for
Flight Malaysia. Couldn't wait.
We had to talk about the Malaysian 370. So Chuck tells Serena to disobey Bart. Mm-hmm. Like he don't mean shit.
And
go
don't eat your shorts.
Don't eat.
Disobey Bart.
Disobey Bart. Don't eat your shorts.
Did you say that?
He's going over Blair's house. He's like, and she wants Chuck to take down Vanessa because now Vanessa got a bounty on Blair's head.
Exactly.
Being like, I'm like, just get the petition signed. Just have one of your minions do it.
Yeah.
Why like, you gotta take
light,
her down?
Light work, yeah.
Wait, the minions are in this show too?
Yeah, the minions. Banana.
Banana from Blair. That's awesome.
Yeah. I feel like that's where they got the name Minions from, the movie. From this show.
That's where we got the show. Nobody has called them the minions on the show. It's just been us, right?
No, they're called minions.
Oh, they are? Oh, okay.
Are they?
I thought we did that.
I don't know.
Are they called minions in real life, or did we make that up?
They were calling them in the show, right, Rochelle?
Who is they?
I don't know.
Blair and
Rochelle.
Blair's Doc Capone.
I'm positive. No, they call them the minions.
Okay, Doc Capone for Rochelle. She does not know this answer.
Okay, so yeah, but it was crazy. Like, fucking Blair is like, yo, if you do this for me, I'm gonna let you get these.
Yes.
Panties.
So this part was nuts. Yeah. Okay. So she's like, she brings Chuck over and she's like, I need you to take Vanessa down. Mm-hmm. All I want is just for her to be humiliated and break her heart.
Yeah.
And he's like, and what do I get out of it? Mm-hmm. Or some shit like that. She's like, well, you can have me. And then he like starts loosening her negligee. Yeah. And
it's like a robe, right?
Yeah. It was like a see-through robe. I'm like, that shit ain't gonna keep you warm when you get out the tub.
Yeah. And it was real hot and heavy. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, the show was nuts.
Humdinger.
And then Gossip Girl says, at this point, I wrote it down. Gossip Girl says,
careful, B. If you play with the devil, you might just get burned. Something like that.
Yeah, and he always collects.
Yeah, he always
collects. If you
collects.
Make a deal with the devil, yeah, he'll always come back collects. To collect.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
make
what
a
it
deal
was.
With the devil, he'll always.
So
yeah,
the devil
we,
is
we
the
jump
IRS
far as hell.
In this
image.
Oh, we jump far as hell. Oh, we in it. We in it now. Okay. So Blair and Serena at the brunch table, and Eric pull up with his new man.
Yeah.
He got a boyfriend.
What was his name again?
Boyfriend.
He looked just like him.
Yeah. Without the highlights. Yeah, they looked imperceptible. This is my boyfriend. I forgot his name. I forgot.
But, and Serena's an ally. Like, her and Blair are both allies.
They were really excited.
Yeah, open
really
arms. Excited they love it. It's 2008.
Sit down.
Sit down.
We support this.
Yeah.
And then they, but before that, real quick, Blair was talking to Serena about Chuck, and then Chuck, she kind of smiled, and then Serena's like, yo, you still trying to...
She likes Chuck. Likes Chuck. I love this. This is a... Oh, my gosh. We're going to get to this.
Yeah.
This is a part where I'm like, are we going to get some weakness from Blair? She needs to be set straight.
Yeah.
Again, because I can't stand Blair.
You need her to be humbled.
I need her to be humble. Okay, sit down. Okay. Be humble. Mm-hmm. Sit down. And, okay, so, yeah, they talking, then Eric pulls up with his man, and then Jenny and Ruth talking about how Dan ain't got no friends. And then he calls
him. Well, any guy friends.
Any guy friends. He only hangs out with the girls. Vanessa,
but she
didn't
really
have
no good examples either, because she was like, you only hang out with girls. Vanessa and Serena
like,
kind of. That wasn't a good-ass argument, little Jenny.
Nah,
sit your ass back in the room.
And then Ruth came out. He had some funny shit.
Oh,
like, I'm his friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Shut up,
like,
Dad.
He's like, I'm your friend, right? Not you, Dad. But yeah, he needs some guy friends. He just, you know, he needs like some male energy around.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever been scolded in this way, either of you? Where it's like, you know, you might need a little more male energy in your life.
Oh, yeah.
The premise of I Love You, Man, I guess.
No, I never had that.
You never had that? They never got my...
I mean, I never been... No one's ever said, I need more guy friends. But they were like, you need to, like, play sports. And they were like, you need to, like, man up and go do some manly shit.
You need to go play
shit.
Some football. I'm from the South, man. My auntie straight up said, that boy gonna be a sissy. Y'all turn him into a sissy. Because I was, like, a little softy crybaby when I was a kid.
Yeah.
With my grandma, because my grandma babied the shit out of me. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you turn that boy into a sissy. He gonna be a sissy.
Did you want
to
play
football?
Yeah, was that the first one?
My first sport was baseball.
Because I was like, they tried to get me to play football because that's like the most manliest one.
Mm-hmm.
But then I knew I had to play a sport. I couldn't say no sports. So I was like, I want to play soccer. But I was like, I know nothing about soccer, but I figured it might be easier than football. Mm. But then the thing you don't know about soccer is them cats be playing since they little ass kids.
Yeah.
So when I go on, I was like seventh grade, and I go on the practice field one day, and we had to get in a circle, and then we were, you know, they do the thing where you pass the ball to each other, yeah. And I would hit it, and it would go like 2 feet, and it was all like, dude, like it was like the Harlem Globetrotters, but soccer version.
Yeah.
And then I quit the day after, and then he saw me on the football field like this.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so they encourage you to be around more men so you wouldn't turn into...
Yeah, yeah, because I mean, I'm like, unquote. It's not my fault that none of the men in my life are around. But yeah, they made me play football. They made me do that stuff. My auntie was very big on it. So yeah, I have had that.
Yeah, this seems triggering for you, it sounds like. It's like, really.
Did that happen to you?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But in my 20s. Not when I was young.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Your parents said that?
No, not my parents, but just like other friends would say, like, "Hey, why don't you be closer with more men?"
But see, your friends would say that.
Yes,
Wait, your girlfriend?
I think I had bad boundaries, and no, other guys.
What?
Some, yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I know.
I like the male thing. We got
it feels
going on.
It worked out. Everything worked out.
Yeah,
and it is fine. But it was a very interesting note to get in your 20s.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts. That's crazy. Rochelle, you should hang out with more men, honestly.
Yeah, that's our next note.
I'm starting right now.
Yes, yes.
That's true.
Is this the most man you've been in the room with recording vocals?
Four.
Recording vocals? I started already.
You're like, who? Push that shit, Carl. Push that shit.
What is that started already?
That's from 30 Rock. But it was like, you're trying to win an EGOT. It's like, you need to write a song. He goes, I started already.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we gotta talk. We're only like 5 seasons in. We've been doing this podcast for 2 hours. We gotta talk about this shit. This shit is hilarious. People are like, can y'all please talk about the episode? But we in here kikiing. We having a good time.
Listen, they're not here for the episode recaps. They're here for the tees and the ha-has.
Yes,
the ha-has.
All right, so they, where we at? Okay. So we
chucking the black man? Oh, wait, no.
Not yet. Oh, we're gonna get there.
Right,
so we can have a cut point here. And... All right. Vanessa and Gossip Girl are standing outside his restaurant when Chuck pulls up.
Yeah.
That's Gossip Girl.
That was definitely Gossip Girl. I was like, there is no way that's not Gossip Girl.
This
right
old
there.
Black brother. Hey.
Oh, the black man is Gossip Girl?
Spotted.
Wow.
Why do you say black man like that?
Wait, did I put a weird emphasis on it?
Vanessa, and they was kikiing outside the speakeasy.
And then Chuck walk up. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm gonna buy this place.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'd like to see you try, Rich Boy. And Rich Boy, somebody threw a slushy at him.
That was crazy. Who the fuck did that shit?
I know. One of them in the crowd threw a slushy. I was like, I'm beating somebody up.
That is insane.
It is nice that they do actively shit on his wardrobe throughout the show. Yeah. It seems like this looks stupid.
I know what it is. That's the black man said.
Yeah. That was crazy, though. There was no context for that. It's not like Chuck. I guess he's that famous, or they were just like, ha ha. It's like he's like, we're in the hood, so people just throw shit at you.
We're in the hood. This is Brooklyn.
Yeah, I guess it is like a white person's idea of like, what happens in Harlem? I don't know.
They throw slushies at me.
They throw slushies. They're eating slushies all day. It's hot damn summer in the city.
It did look good. I wish he would have did one of those like,
I love passion.
Looks like
food.
Cherry.
Yeah.
Chili. I would have loved the tangerine.
So Chuck, to get more, I feel like I breezed over this in the Vanessa scene. Vanessa's trying to save this like old blues club, and because it's about to get torn down or something.
Because high school girls love the blues.
Yeah, they love the blues, and they love saving blues clubs. And so she's working with this guy, and then Chuck, at Blair's behest, has decided that he's gonna buy this place, but then pull out at the last minute.
And screw her over.
Listen. So, I mean, this is like the answer to the question, what if cruel intentions involved property ownership, I suppose.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sex-oriented bets, but also involves some land ownership.
Yeah. Also, if Chuck sleeps with Vanessa, then that'll make Dan mad for some reason. But I don't think that's true because Vanessa hooked up with Nate.
Right.
And I'm sure Dan knows about that.
Does Dan know about that?
Yes, because they was like dating for a while. They were being seen with each other.
Oh yeah, because remember they was on the rooftop chopping it up.
Yeah,
they were talking about it. But But if she smashed Chuck, I think Dan would be mad about that.
Yeah,
just because
yeah,
he
yeah.
don't like Chuck like
Can
that.
Can you imagine what his voice is like while smashing? It can't be good.
Oh,
that's very good.
Okay.
It's gonna be a long night.
Oh gosh, yeah, that is.
I'm just gonna get a Gatorade, and I'll come back.
Yes,
don't you go
Lemon
anywhere.
Pepino. I'm a limon pepino.
Do you mind if I dim the lights?
Cucumber, lemon. That's what I'm getting.
Meringue.
Do you know the Gatorade now has a Pedialyte? It's great for hydration.
Is it just like Pedialyte, or is there sugar in it?
I think it's got a little sugar in it. Pedialyte got sugar in it too, don't it? It doesn't?
I hope not. So.
No, then maybe it's not like exactly like Pedialyte. We gotta finish.
You'll
this
find
episode.
Out when the episode comes out.
We gotta. Okay. So. Lily confronts Serena by going out. She's talking about structure, and Serena's like, "Well, you got all these men in the house."
I know. I was like, "Man, leave Lily alone. Let her get her."
I kind of was on Team Serena with this shit because that shit is weak. She's like, "Listen, Mom, if you making these rules, then I'll be more willing to follow them." But this feel like some Chuck Bass shit, and he ain't my daddy.
Yeah,
that's true. Some Bass daddy shit. Like he's not. I'm not a Bass. Like, you a
right,
Bass?
Right.
Like, and I understand it. Like they living in the same house, and he's allowed to, like, you know. Make some rules for the step kids, you know.
But she was wrong about Bass Daddy, though. I mean, I agree with you, but I think she was like judging Bass Daddy too hard.
Not kinda in a way. We'll get to that point. We'll get there.
He surprised me this episode, Bass Daddy Addio.
But when she calls out Lily,
Bass Daddy Addio,
she's like, Bass Daddy Addio, Bass Daddy Addy Addy Addy. So then Dan pulls up to Nate's house and he sees the seized paperwork on the ground.
Yeah.
And then
that shit was crazy. That was a lot of props.
It might as well have been a sign. This is warning, poor guy.
Like, yeah. Nate could have threw that shit away.
Yeah, he just left it.
He wanted him to find it. That's my theory.
He wanted
him
to find it. He goes in, see Nate sleeping on a pallet.
How the fuck did he get in there? Did he just walk in?
It was open.
I guess it was open.
Yeah. It was like the chain. He's like, "You broke into my house?" That was later.
No,
of course you knew Nate was looking, man. But he walked in, saw Nate sleeping on a pallet. Shit looked crazy.
That was crazy. He was sleeping. I was like, "Golly, Nate, no."
Nate sleeping on a
pallet. Tiny Nate.
I feel like Nate at least got enough money to go get a fucking living space, mattress or something.
I don't know, man. I think he's broke.
Yeah.
Is he homeless? I don't know. I don't know.
He's squatting in this place.
Maybe he enjoys it. You know, the romance of a rundown apartment.
I know. Yeah. Living by yourself. Yeah. You're 17 years old.
I told you, meet me at the park.
Yeah.
Kind of my
house. So Chuck pulls up on Blair, says he's out. Mm-hmm. She seduces him. This is when we jumped scenes. This is when she seduced him and was like, "All right, fine. You don't want to do it? I'm going to let you hit."
Yeah.
Like, finally. And that's when Gossip Girl says, "Be careful, B.
Yeah.
When you make a deal with the devil, he always comes to collect."
We should do a Louis Armstrong.
Vanessa goes to Chuck's house and says the deal is off, but she don't trust him because he's a slime ball. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, "I don't know." Like,
and y'all generally like Vanessa on the
show. Basically. I like Vanessa right now.
I don't like her anymore.
Okay, Lamar,
you don't like her anymore?
Like her.
I don't like how she tried to blackmail Blair that quick.
Okay.
Man, like, Blair sucks.
I know, but it's like she always acts like she got the moral high ground.
But you still have to have principle against people who suck. That's how you
who
keep
said?
It. Yeah, the Bible. Carl.
We are brothers
in Christ. What do you think Jesus thinks about this show?
He likes it, but he thinks it fell off in season 5.
Man, I'll tell you what, man. Here's what I think. I like Vanessa. I don't know. There's something about her that's fucking with me. I don't know what it is.
She probably got some up her sleeve, but
fast. She was just like, she didn't even ask Blair. It'd be different if she was like, "Blair, can you help me with this?" And Blair was like, "Get away from here, you stink."
Yeah.
And then she came back like, "Okay, you want to help me? Here you go. I'm going to blackmail you." But she just went straight for the blackmail.
Gotcha.
I don't like that move.
They already don't like each other, though. It's already a mess. So, because Serena's complaining about Bass Daddy when Blair shows up in her Chuck Bass dress.
Yeah.
Why is it a Chuck Bass dress?
He bought it for
her. He bought it because he wanted her to fuck with Daddy.
Yeah.
Chuck Bass already know how this. He knows how this go.
Yeah.
And they like, stay.
Oh, yeah. You know, with that dress, I don't know if y'all saw this going around on Twitter the other day. As I'm recording this is a day ago. The caption is, "Every photo I see of Blake Lively has me convinced she lives in 2012 in her head." This is a photo from last night. And it definitely looks like a pap photo.
Yeah, it looks like one of the dresses from Gossip.
One of the dresses, like the dress she wears in this episode, basically.
Yeah.
Like a very similar cut.
What was she doing? She went somewhere famous.
I don't even know why.
But yeah, like
White Castle.
Yeah,
she went to White Castle.
She was, and then she was like, "Oh my God, forgot my underwear. Bye!" And then Bass Daddy was like, "What the fuck are you doing?" He was not happy about that.
Did she say she had no drawers on?
Yeah, you remember? Mm-hmm. So he goes, so he's like, "Where are you going in that dress, Blair?" And she's like, "Oh, I am just going to hang out with my friends, Poppy and socialites. Don't worry about me. I figured I wear this, you know, fucking with him or whatever."
Yeah.
And then Bass Daddy's just like, he's like,
"Looks like you ain't got no drawers on."
That'd be crazy. He's like, "I hope you have underwear on."
And there's those really close insert shots of his eyes and her.
Yeah, but yeah, she was like, right when she got in the elevator, she was like, "Oops, forgot my underwear," and then the elevator closed like that.
And I was trying to figure out the timing of when this episode came out, if it was in reference to a specific paparazzi photo of a celebrity.
Yeah,
I think it was, no, it was with Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan showed them all?
There was some.
I don't know.
I remember.
We'll find it in the show notes.
It's been a couple month pictures. Paris Hilton had a month picture.
Okay. A what kind of picture?
The one I'm thinking of, the famous one was when it was like a. It was, like from the TV, from USA.
Yeah. Shaloo.
Is that what it's called?
He's Monk.
So
why is it Monk?
Because there is because high school, you
short for monkey.
Because you no, I thought it was like a reference to like the monks because you have to be around, be silent. I don't know.
No.
Anyway, wow. So like the one I'm thinking of, it was they pulled up. I remember this very well. It was right when I was in high school.
Yeah.
They pulled up to the club. I think it was Lindsay Lohan
or no. Nicole. Because they're older.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan would have been still in high school.
You're right. Maybe
it was Paris and Nicole. And Paris got out.
Yeah, maybe it was. Yeah. Okay. But I think you're right. I think they were referring to that. But I think she was referring to that in the scene too. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was meta. Like I don't think the writers were referring to it. Mm-hmm. I think she was like, "I'm gonna be like that."
Like that Ritchie thing.
Like
Paris.
Like it happened in this world.
Right, too. Right. And just he's general
kibotry. She's showing the monk. It's enough.
It's a jungle out there.
Is that an appropriate term, Janelle? Wait,
Rochelle.
That's an inappropriate name.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard anybody refer to that as the monk?
We started saying that in high school. Nobody's referred.
I've never heard of that before.
Have you never heard of Shake That Monkey by Too Short?
Is that what that's about?
Yes.
I thought the monkey was the butt. Shake That Monkey.
No. It's all
Shake
of it.
Fascinating.
Yeah, come on, you got to Google these songs.
Got a Spotify playlist.
That's why we need an Urban Dictionary.
Oh, my lord.
Okay.
So Chuck goes to the spot, and Gossip Girl tells him a cool old story about the place. "Ah, Chuck, I'm just messing with you. I know everything about this." And Chuck like gets intrigued by this.
Yeah.
Chuck's like, "Oh, this place is actually tight." And then,
he's like, "Gangsters should be here. You kind of would have fit in.
Yeah,
you
they had style.
Yeah.
You would fit right in here." That's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me.
Yeah, just keying with the old black
man. Yeah, and then I'm like, this is dope. Like, I'm like,
we're not so different.
Yeah, I like this shit.
Because I like seeing Chuck. Look, it's good writing because you're like, you hate Chuck, but you want to see him change.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, man, he's touched by this black man.
Yeah, he's magical Negro. Like,
I love a good magical Negro.
Yeah.
Yeah, as far as... and forgive me because I haven't seen the series, but as far as black men on the show goes,
they're all Gossip Girl.
Yeah,
they're all
of them are Gossip Girl.
Oh, is that the the runner? Okay.
Yeah. Every black person in the show is Gossip Girl.
Because I was gonna ask, how many Gossip Girls have there been on the show?
Not a lot, enough for Gossip Girl to make her rounds.
Yeah.
I would say how many episodes we've seen so far? Probably like 30 or something. There's probably like seven
Gossip
men.
Girls. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. So now we got that Blair texts him while he's there and is like, "Is it done? Is the deal done? Is the deed done?" And he switched back up. He's like, "Hey, Vanessa, to close the deal, I'm having a party. Mm-hmm. You want to come?" Like, he invites Vanessa to the party. But see, now I'm like confused because I'm like, wait a minute. What is he trying to do at this point? Is he still into Blair's plan, or is he now seeing Vanessa, who's introduced him to this world of Gossip Girl, Brother Gossip Girl?
I think he's like,
Uncle Gossip.
I like Brother.
Girl.
I like Uncle Gossip. I'm liking Zendaya's vibe. I'm liking this whole thing because I think he's like, this is a good opportunity, and I think he's really gonna do it.
And this, for me, this is when the story should have switched. The bet should be not to hit with Blair. It should have been to hit with Gossip Girl.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, if you save this place,
I'm gonna have sex with this old black man.
What if Chuck came back and said, "Look, Blair, now that I think about it, I'd rather have sex with this old
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't talk about this anymore." There was a cough. A phantom cough. please mark a demerit.
Whoa. Oh, no. The stock is plummeting for Rochelle.
Rochelle, oh, Thursday. She's giving us COVID.
You can call her XOXO cough sip producer.
Okay.
Cough sip girl.
Okay.
Did they test you, Kevin, Rochelle, when you got in?
They did.
That was one of those dusty coughs. I'd be getting those, too. I get those on planes, which is the worst place you need to be coughing in.
Yeah,
I'd be on a plane like, hop.
Yeah, it's not good.
Hop. And water don't help.
That's hilarious.
We're just messing with you, Rochelle. We got to give you shit. It's your first day.
Are you having fun? What do you think so far?
I'm having a great time.
Yeah, how's this going?
Do you think this is funny? Do you think what we're doing is a waste of time?
Do you like us?
Lamar, Kevin, y'all some fools. But unfortunately, we got to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back after this brief message.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
And we're back!
Yes. Oh, what a great time.
All right.
Wow.
So, Nate is over at the Humphreys house for dinner. They having famous chili.
Because
they discussed, like, after Dan saw this, he called Jenny up and was like, man, my boy living foul.
He's
like,
on the pallet. I don't know what
he ain't got no money, man. He's sleeping on a pallet. He's sleeping on the fucking mat you used to sleep on in kindergarten for nap time.
Yeah,
when
that's
fold
what
it
we
used
out. To do at my homie Pug's house. We'd be like, Pug would be like, y'all ready for the pallet? I'm about to make a pallet. And then we all sleep on the pallet as a sleepover.
Yeah.
Now, if I would have wrote that seed, Chuck, Nate, Dan would have been like, Jenny, Nate sleeping on a pallet. Remember pallets? He's talking about pallets for 30 minutes. He's like, yeah,
did y'all call it a pallet? About Nate. Yeah, we called it pallets.
Yeah. For real?
Rochelle, did y'all call them
pallets and forts,
yeah.
And what? And forts?
Pallets inside of forts, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You make the fort under, like, the kitchen table or the dining room table or whatever.
Oh.
And, or with boxes or whatever. You had leftover boxes and you lay your pallet down. The party starts. The party starts. And Serena is mad at Bart when she thinks he didn't let Eric bring his man.
Yeah, because so she thinking like, Bart's on his don't say gay shit.
She think Bart on his don't say gay shit, but
I was like,
Bart is like, that wasn't my decision. It was the decision of your brother.
Talk to your son.
Talk to your brother. It wasn't my decision. I merely suggested.
Serena, that's what I mean. Serena's wild and she just making chaos. Calm your ass down, girl.
Yeah.
All right, so you know how like, I mean, you can respond to this too if you're comfortable. All right, so you know how there's like, let's say you see a white girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she's like down with the culture, she talk black kind of.
Yeah.
And there's white guys like that too, right?
Uh-huh.
Then they talk black. What do you think happens when they run into like, do you think it's like a paradox when they like, are they like, so you like that black shit too?
No. I have an answer for that for
what
real.
Happens, yeah.
Please tell me.
Well, because in
where the fuck you at? Yeah. I feel like I've never seen, like, I've seen the white girl with black people. Like, I've never seen them together. Like, I've always seen it separate. You know?
You mean romantically?
No, just in just
at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in conversation, I feel like they draft off of each other. Uh-huh. And it actually increases. That's what I've witnessed in my experience.
Okay. Really? You've seen two people?
I've seen it. I saw two people I actually used to work with. And they were in the same department. And they worked very closely together. And she spoke in a particular cadence. And he did, too. So it's almost like working with each other in that way, where it's like, to others, it was like, this is kind of borderline. They kind of gave each other permission by doing it all the time.
Because
it's like, this is just how people talk. Yeah, exactly.
I just not realized I've never seen them together either. Because I remember in high school, like, there was a white guy on our basketball team who was like that. And there were girls that were around that were like that. And I never seen them interact with each other.
It's a good
question, though.
It's weird. Like, I was thinking, like, it's like, that'd be, it's like, because it's like, it's definitely a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, even if you... It'd be like if I was like, I'm going to just pretend to be Nigerian for like a week, and then I met someone else who was doing it.
Because the dude that was on the basketball team with me, I got major love for him, so I'm not going to say his name. But when we were in middle school, mm-hmm. he was like super punk rock. I always had like yeah. Doc Martens on, black flag pins and all that on his jean jacket and a long earring or whatever. Yeah. And then he got to high school and just like completely adopted Bay Area hip-hop culture.
Right, yeah.
And was like... Listen to Mac Dre all the time. And yeah. Ya-da-da. He was always saying, like, ya-da-da. And goes riding his Toyota Camry and stuff. And I never saw him interact with the white girl that I know who I also grew up with.
Yeah.
And to be fair to her, she did grow up in our neighborhood. This is fun. This episode's going to be 3 hours long. Kevin be getting these people riled up on Twitter when anything happens that's crazy. Kevin will be like, I was the casting director, it always goes viral, and I'm like, how does it go viral every single time? Wait, who is retweeting this shit?
Carl's talking about when they announced the cast for the Mario movie, the animated Mario Brothers movie that they're doing, because it was a very kind of perplexing list. It was Chris Pratt as Mario. It was Charlie Day and Jack Black and Anya Taylor-Joy as Peach. And so I tweeted, hey, I'm the casting director for the Mario movie. Because everyone hated it so profusely.
That's really funny.
But then people picked it up and ran news stories about how the casting director came out and apologized for the choices.
For how bad?
No. And people be so mad.
Yeah, everyone was very upset.
They like some of the tweets that he gets, the vitriol.
To you?
Yeah.
Oh. Why? Because you say they don't know you're joking.
Yeah. They think it's 100% true. Oh, they're checking on IMDb. Someone's added my name to the cast the crew of Mario Brothers. Happened recently with The Slap. I said I wrote The Slap.
Yes.
At the Oscars. And some social justice TikTok people were making videos about how I shouldn't be writing jokes about a woman's hair.
Wow. Stirring the pot.
I don't know why you like that shit because I cannot. I don't even like. One time I tweeted that I like Ragu over Prego, and the attack that I got
for
I was like, I'll never put a take online ever again in
Prego
my life.
Prego is original from America.
It would be hard if it was from people I respected. You know what I mean? Like,
I get it.
If friends of mine were like, you messed up or screwed up, but confusion is not hurtful.
We're going to talk about this because I actually talked about this in therapy this morning.
Whoa.
Talked about exactly this. I talked about this with my therapist. Go ahead. Put it on mic.
Here we go.
Here we go.
XOXO, cough sip girls at it again.
You want some water? Here, you got my LaCroix.
you want some pie? Would that help?
I have water.
Okay. Well, then use it.
But drink that shit.
Okay. All right, let's talk about this episode. I got big news stories.
Wait, what was in therapy? Did we drop that thread?
We'll talk about that.
Okay.
I got to ask you about this other thing, too.
Yeah,
we got a lot of stuff to talk about off air. Okay, so.
It's going to be such a nightmare.
Nate is over at the Humphreys' house for dinner. They eating a chili, and Nate is like, what? Look at that chili, Rufus. Why you eating this Rufus? You put your foot in this Rufus.
You got no idea that he broke everybody, that everyone knows he's a broke bastard. Yo, I tell you what, man. Nate in there, Kikin. that's a good one. Who made that one up? Yeah. But Nate in there, he's like having a great time. Don't know everybody. He's like, ew, yeah, man, this is good. But also, he's like, I ain't eat shit all day.
Man, I ain't ate nothing in weeks. I'm just fucking around. If I had wrote this scene, I would have said, hey, Rufus, every time you walk away, you take one step and put your foot in this chili. Because it's good,
and
I tell you that.
Oh, man, I ain't mean it.
Sometimes he polices rowdiness if he thinks things are getting a little too It's okay.
All right.
Get ready for it, Dexter, because we're getting rowdy. We about to wrap this up, and we get rowdy at the end of
this. Yeah.
The party is starting. So, yeah, they looking, and Rufus is, in daddy mode. He's the best dad on the show. Yeah. And he's like, so, wait a minute, you just stay in that house by yourself?
Yeah, so he didn't know, right?
He didn't know.
Okay, he's just asking questions.
Yeah, he's like, where your mom? Your
just
mom ain't
asking
there?
Questions.
Said, where your mom at? Where your mom at? Rufus in the dating pool. He's like, where your mom at?
Is he on the hunt right now?
Yeah, he's lonely as hell right now.
He said, where your mom at? He's like, oh, she's in the Hamptons.
She was on a flight to Malaysia.
I think she's homeless, too. I think she's staying with some people, probably.
Her parents, I think.
Yeah.
But she ain't take her son. That's crazy.
But I like it here. I want to be close. goes to school and stuff.
That makes sense.
I love the idea. I love the idea of a stable nuclear family or like a stable family unit taking in someone like a little orphan on the
Yes.
Because I feel like my family, not with orphans, but just like people who came from like family backgrounds that were a little rougher or just had a hard time at home, they would always be over at our place. And so that felt like a nice thing to see reflected in the show.
I would have to leave if I was at my white friend's house and they were like cooking dinner and my parents would be like, don't you be over there acting like you ain't ate. Feeding your
I'm always a hate that. She's like, don't be acting like I ain't feed you all day. Motherfucker's gonna take me away from you.
You know you eat
like,
over
man,
here.
I'm starving. My mom don't never cook like this.
So you wanted to stay, but it was your mom, not them, but it was your mom that was like, no, go
sometimes you want to stay just because it's like, oh, what is this white family?
Yeah,
because
the rich white family, they be doing it big sometimes.
Yeah.
But not that we don't be doing it big, but you know, I had some rich
white friends. We used to our food.
Yeah.
Like my grandma's making turkey necks and rice and gravy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I eat that all the time. Yeah. I don't want turkey. I want to eat whatever the fucking white people are cooking over here.
Mom made clam chowder. That was the first time I ever heard of clam chowder. It was crazy. I mean, I didn't like it, but still, it was different. But, you know, man.
They be over there drinking milk with dinner. Full
milk
circle.
For dinner. Milk.
But, okay. So, Bass Daddy tells Chuck he can't buy the bar. And Vanessa overhears this. You're embarrassing me. You went behind my back. It's like, that is a great proposition.
He was kind of tripping, right?
Yeah. Bass Daddy was definitely tripping. He's like, bro, it ain't going to even take that much money. Like, why are you tripping? He was like, I feel like sometimes he just be being mean to Chuck. It's like, you can't constantly be on Chuck's head to be better. But then when he trying to be better, you acting like this.
Exactly.
It don't make no sense.
That's why he ain't no good daddy. He's just a
bass dad. He's a terrible dad. He's a bass dad.
He's like, he is like, I think his character trait is like mean. Yeah. Like if you look at mean in a dictionary, it looked like that.
Yeah.
But then he thaws out a little bit at the end of this episode, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, this is the first time, like, I was wondering if you noticed that.
He had the tiniest amount of cake on his fork. Apology accepted. Like, why? You gotta put some more cake on that fork. They're sitting there eating the Viennetta.
Yeah, they was. This is the first time I've seen him be this
a little vulnerable.
Vulnerable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is probably a facade anyway.
Wow.
So
Bart's getting red.
At the end. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Yeah. So Vanessa hears everything. Vanessa sees Chuck. Says she heard, and she he asked her to stay there. And then Blair sees this whole thing. Blair clearly jealous. Doing that lip quiver shit. I can't stand when she do that shit.
Yeah.
She's doing that fucking, it's like, why tripping. You, like, as if she's playing a victim, knowing she's awful. Yeah. And so.
Oh, so you like her? You don't want that? Oh, man, that shit was whack.
Yeah.
Also, come on, Blair, like.
I mean, to me, it's just don't make sex bets.
Yeah.
Don't make sex bets. We've all learned that the hard way.
It happens every time. Yeah. Every time you make a sex bet, the person falls in love and they regret the bet. Yeah. And then they have to explain to the girl, I started out as a bet, but I really do like you now.
Of course.
Every time.
So she's all that. And if listeners out there have had a successful sex bet in which no one got hurt, let us know.
Let us know.
Yeah. Put it in the comments.
Write it in. DM us.
Don't put it in the comments. Just DM it.
Put it in the DM.
I don't want a comments section about
sex
this.
Bets, comments. No, send us a DM about your sex bet. Then explain the sex in detail.
Yeah, explain the bet.
Yeah.
There's no way. It's impossible. It's inherently, it's like the ultimatum, that show, Ultimatum. It's inherently negative. There's no way you're coming out of this on top.
No. I don't think so.
Oh, okay. On top. I'm a fool. Dan tells Nate that he saw the house. He gets in Nate's business, as Dan does.
I know you squatting
Nate,
in the crib.
Nate hates this shit. He blows. You broke into my house. You didn't like Nate be getting mad like this. Nate get mad at everybody.
Yeah,
like
after being vulnerable.
Yeah, he was bringing up the chili plates over, you know. And he hates being vulnerable. He hates it. And so Dan,
ooh, man, I feel like I ate a house, Dan. Yeah. That was great. I know you're homeless, motherfucker.
Ate a house.
Man, he dissed him hard too. What did he say? He was like, bro, we hung out one time and played soccer once. Yo, you ain't my homie.
You ain't my homie, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
That's a lonely feeling when someone downgrades the relationship, you know, retroactively.
I don't even know
especially
you like that,
like
bro.
When he's like, I'm trying to make guy friends, you know?
Yeah. I don't even know you like that, homeboy.
The vulnerability of men.
So Serena blows up Lily's spot in front of the press, which is crazy. So disrespectful. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she told Serena was wilding.
All the business about the both Klauses that you kept hearing about their conversion to Islam.
Eric was cracking me up with that
one part. We converted to Islam, the press. We did it.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I know. That was a weird
Eric was
a weird scandal.
It wasn't. The coke wasn't everywhere. It was just on the glass.
That was funny. Yeah, Eric, that was a good delivery by young Eric.
Who is that guy?
He's the only one. Where is he at? Is he? Did he? What's he
doing
do
now? What does Eric do now?
You want to Google that for us? UCB Advanced Study.
Part of your job, Rochelle, is to do Google what we talk about.
Yeah, well, we're gonna be asking you to Google a lot of stuff. We went easy on you today, but usually they have to Google a ton of stuff the whole time.
But yeah, I wonder what happened to him. But I love the way he delivered that line. It wasn't everything; just a little stuff there.
Yeah.
But then Lily, yeah. So then Lily came up to Eric like, "Damn, was I really not around like that?" And Eric was like, nah,
you wasn't around. You was gone.
You was trash.
Gone, baby. Yeah, you gone.
Mama.
So Blair approaches Chuck, says the bet's off. Mm-hmm. She's jealous. She's clearly jealous. She's being petty. Like, you know, we just talked about with the sex bet. Eric laid down a law with Lily. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, you wasn't there. You was gone. Serena practically raised me. Like, well, yeah. I was dealing with things in my life. Like, those are your kids.
Yeah, yeah. Like, stop being so selfish, Lily.
Yeah,
but they did have a sense of humor about it. They did make the ringtone for their mother, since you've been gone.
Since you've been gone. That was a good joke.
Yeah, that was good. That was solid. Yeah. But behind that joke is a lot of pain.
Yeah.
So
behind every joke is a lot.
Behind every joke.
Every
that's why
joke.
This podcast is painful.
Painful. So Vanessa looking for her jacket. She's like, hey, you know where my pocketbook is? She couldn't find her pocketbook. And Blair standing there holding her pocketbook.
Pocketbook.
And she said, oh, I just found your phone. Don't leave valuables around. I'm like, how you didn't expect Blair to do this? Also, why you didn't email yourself the pictures? But probably that was probably before you
wasn't ready for all that. Yeah. But yeah, she's like, I deleted some shit, freed some space up for you, little Vanessa.
Yeah, and then Gossip Girl was like, when you make your bet, you have to lay in it.
Man, I don't know if I was like, maybe not understanding, but Blair, I used to think she was really good at scheming, but like everything she does is just trash. Like, I'm really not, I'm not ready to give up on her yet, but lately I'm like, I thought like, because Chuck's be scheming, like he actually thinks about it and like plans it. But Blair would just be like, I'm going to just tell you what Chuck was planning. Like, do something cool. Like, make it like she could have flipped it on him. Like, you know, Chuck really likes you. You know, could have did something to amp it up. But she just kind of was like,
she said
that
he
was
didn't.
A lie.
She said he didn't, though. She was like, he doesn't like you.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, she basically just ended it.
Oh,
but
yeah,
she could have been
more
scheming and been like, he really likes you. And then put her in her head. Uh-huh. So when she came back to Chuck, you know, like, I don't know, do some crazy shit. Yeah. But, like, I feel like she was just like, Chuck don't like you.
Chuck don't like you.
I thought she was more witty than that.
Nah.
She doesn't seem savvy,
that's what I'm
trying to say.
That's the word I was looking for, savvy. Thank you, Kevin.
She get her feelings too much. In order for you to be a real schemer like that, you got to be emotionless.
How do you know that, Carl?
How she be in her feelings?
How do you know what it takes to be a real schemer?
Oh, because I talked to my therapist about it. I say, you know, this is the only place I ever express emotion. Other than this, I'm a fucking savage. Okay? Nothing phases, but
we got wrestle. That's wrestle.
That's right. I make my therapist wrestle with me. She doesn't like it.
Oh, wow.
I'm messing around.
And new techniques are happening every day in therapy.
Man.
Nah, he's a guy.
But yeah, then Chuck came over. She caught them talking about it, right?
Yeah, he
was like, what was the point of that, Blair?
What
was the point of that?
That shit was cool.
Chuck was mad.
He was mad. He was mad as her. Vanessa, like,
I get it.
Yeah.
He really wasn't into her. It was really just about the speakeasy.
He thought it was a good deal. And he kind of is into Vanessa a little bit, I think. I thought he was, but
I think he's just like, I have problems. I think this guy has so many problems and everyone just hates him so much that no one's willing to help him.
Yeah.
Maybe the closest thing that feels like a reciprocal, loving relationship to him is a good business deal. Maybe that's what he's finding.
And Blair being awful to him.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's
rough. Comfortable.
So Rufus tell Dan, you don't give up on your friends. Like, your friends, you don't give up on them, even if they tell you they don't want no help. Like, so Dan goes out
don't
and buys some ice cream.
Don't take no for an answer.
I'm Rufus.
Thanks,
I never had to take no for an answer.
Yeah.
So,
and then eating that ice cream, too. That was an outrageous scene.
Yeah,
popsicles.
That was so jarring. Like, I was like, where does ice cream come from?
He was taking some ice cream to Nate.
That
was him basically like Kevin bringing me sweets.
That's true.
When I
that
had COVID 19
like
novel coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't like it. They threw it away.
Was that what you did?
No, I ate all that shit.
Oh, good.
Well, no, I didn't eat the. I ate around the chocolate part on one of the desserts.
Oh.
Because I'm not a big chocolate guy.
I'm not either. Okay.
You couldn't taste it?
Huh?
Could you taste?
Yeah, I could taste it. Yeah, I could taste it. Actually, I didn't have COVID when you brought me that.
Oh.
No,
it was just a Tuesday.
No, Drew bought me Milk Bar when I had COVID. All the homies bringing me baked goods. They're trying to eat me.
This is, quite a brag right now.
You brought me some more baked goods when I was just chilling at the house. and that was very nice of you. And I ate all that shit. But yes, I'm not a big chocolate guy, as I say. Okay. So, but everything else you made, the snickerdoodle joints, the man, shit was good. Oh, thank man, you had a cookie in there. That shit was hitting. It was some marshmallow or something. You had some cookie in that bunch.
I don't remember.
It was some. Oh, that boy made me a cookie. That shit was hitting. you hear me, Rochelle?
I gotta remember.
You tasted some of this, Rochelle?
Not yet.
Here.
Yeah, you should have some pie or a Snickerdoodle bar.
Yeah, taste it on camera. This will be a commercial.
Wait, do we have a camera on Rochelle?
We don't have a camera on Rochelle. We're going to put one on Rochelle next week.
It'll be audio.
They need to see her.
Can we do like a GoPro on the head helmet situation where it's very intense?
Make sure you drink water.
Yeah. Yeah, don't choke on the crumbs and cough it up.
That's really good.
Thank you. That's so nice.
So you have it here first.
Chuck goes back and sees Uncle Gossip Girl, but he's like, get out of here.
Yeah.
I thought I could trust you.
After a 5-minute conversation, I did think I had your life on trust.
You are not who I thought you were.
I usually know how to read people, but I'm Uncle Gossip Girl.
Yeah. He was out of control. I was cracking up there. And he was like, I don't care what you think about me. But he was like, get out of my house. I mean, get out of my speakeasy.
Get out of my speakeasy. I'm going to go Gossip Girl. And then
and
Vanessa
all the blues music
out.
Was going ham in the back. It was like Billy Eilish.
Billy Eilish would be 12 at the time of this coming up.
Oh, my God. Buddy Guy's what I'm thinking. He was like, get out of here. You betrayed me, Chuck.
So Dan pulls back up to Serena's house. I mean, to Nate's house. And Serena's out there on the stoop, which is like, what? Like,
yes.
I guess she felt like she had nobody to turn to
nowhere
but
to go.
Nate. So,
yeah, that was weird.
That was interesting. But he also didn't come out for her, which is crazy, too.
Yeah.
And so, I don't...
Wait,
I wrote
was he
my
in
notes.
There, though?
Yeah, he's in. I guess he's in there because...
I thought he was just not there, that's why.
Nah, he had to be in there because when we get back to the next scene, Dan pulls up at the house.
Mm-hmm.
And he's with Nate. Nate, you know, swallowed his pride,
which
I was very happy about.
Yeah, yeah.
I was very happy because Nate, I thought that was going to be another breakup, you know, just like how Dan and Chuck had a friend breakup. Yeah, I thought it was going to be another one of those. But when he pulls up at the house with his two bags, I'm like, hell yeah. And Rufus is like, there's plenty of food here, but also... I can't be taking care of three children.
I know. He's like, bro, you know, I'm broke as hell.
Well, he did promise to play guitar, right?
Yeah, he's like,
bust
I'll
out
get
the Wham. Easy
book.
Yeah,
if I remember to see it, Dan would have came book. In. He's like, oh, when I gave you that advice earlier, I didn't mean he could stay here.
Yeah, you got to find something. Maybe you could stay over there.
Oh, this would be polite. This is not what I wanted to happen.
That's funny.
He's like, I already got one kid dropped out of school.
I know.
But yeah, and then Bass Daddy picks Serena back up in the limo.
Yeah. Serena, it's time to go home. Some shit like that. And they got in the car.
Real stepdad story.
And they sat down and ate a Viennetta as a family. And
what was
Viennetta.
That? Viennetta.
Viennetta. You don't remember Viennetta? It's like an ice cream cake. It's like supposed to be like the fanciest ice cream.
Ooh. Yes, and they're bringing it back, I think.
They're bringing it back.
Yeah.
They're bringing back
really?
The Viennetta.
Viennetta.
Like
Early
90s.
I bet you remember the image.
That'd be a good name for my daughter.
It was Viennetta. Like a square Viennetta. With like a finger wave. It had a finger wave on the top. Layer of like something. We're going to watch the commercial after we wrap up. We're almost done. So Chuck pulls back up on Blair, and she says, what took you so long? And he says, oh. If that was long, wait until you see what's about to happen.
Yeah.
So I'm like, are you saying your meat is long?
Or that it's going to take forever to nut.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what are you saying is long?
Kind of the issue.
And he wants
or,
her
no,
to.
He was, maybe he was thinking about what he was about to do.
Yeah.
What he actually did.
What so he's like, say these three words.
Yeah, yeah.
And what was the words? I love you?
I don't know the three words. Was it I love you?
These. Have you heard that Stevie Wonder
these
song?
These three words. Sweet and
mother, when's the last time?
Keep singing and I'll remember it better.
When was the last time that they heard you say, mother,
or sister,
I love you.
you ever had that song playing where you're with your family? That should be feeling awkward as fuck.
In the car.
Like when my dad would play it.
Yeah.
And we just sitting there talking. I was like, I ain't finna say that
I'm
shit.
I'm not finna say I love you.
Yeah. I know
that's
the
what
song
you want.
Saying.
You playing that. That's why you playing that.
But yeah, it was I love. So back in the day, back in season one, you may remember this, Rochelle. Because I know your favorite character is Chuck Bass.
Right? Oh my gosh, is that true?
But so Chuck was ready to get with Blair.
Okay.
Blair was ready for him, but she was like, "Say three words, before or I'm leaving." And he couldn't say it. He couldn't say "I love you" to her. You know, now she flipped. He flipped it back
the
on
script,
her.
And this shit was crazy. He was like, "Say the three words," and she goes, Chuck Bass, I'll never say those words. Yeah. And he was like,
you'll never have me.
I've chased you long enough.
Yeah.
Now it's time for you to chase me. I was like, hell yeah, Chuck. Yeah.
Given the history, this sounds like a very classic anxious avoidant attachment loop that they're stuck in.
Yeah.
Where one pursues more, the other pulls away, and then one's pursuing and the other one's pulling.
Well, Kevin, they both suck.
Okay. Yeah.
They're both two terrible people.
Right. And anyone who's anxious or avoidant does suck. Yeah. Anyone who has any of those issues fully sucks.
I was like, cool. It was cool because I was like, dang. For a second, I thought it was about to smash. And it was doing that Cinemax freeze frame, too. Mm-hmm. It was like just like that Cinemax softcore stuff.
Yeah.
Where it was like freeze frame.
Ugh. Yeah.
But then he walked out.
He walked right out.
Left
I was very happy. I was like, good job, mm-hmm. Chuck. Great job. And then Gossip go, you know you love me. XOXO. Uncle Gossip.
Red Gossip Girl.
Well, that's it. That's it for this episode, the longest episode of the season. What time stamp are we at right now?
We're at 1:27.
That's it?
Yeah,
that's not that long.
Not bad.
Yeah, we'll cut the first 40 minutes out.
Nah, we got to keep all that shit in. That was a good part. We still go ahead and read your news. We got to rate the episode. So here's how we rate the episode.
Okay.
We give it between 0 and 5 XOXOs.
Oh, okay.
And so you talk about what you thought about the episode. So I'll go, and how I do it is this episode was good. It wasn't a humdinger to me. There was mm-hmm. some parts to be left to the imagination.
Yeah.
But it definitely was good. It was a bit of a hummed.
Yeah,
a hummed.
Missing that anger.
It's missing the anger. But, you know, I liked it. It was a good episode. I liked a lot of the parts that happened. I like Chuck Bass in this episode. I feel like he's softening up a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And hopefully he becomes a little bit more likable soon. I honestly hope that for the future... What I hope for the future of this is that he does get a chance to buy the speakeasy.
Yeah.
And he becomes friends with Uncle Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want him to date Vanessa, but
right.
I do want him to become friends with Uncle Gossip.
Yeah, how would you feel about him dating Vanessa? I was thinking about that.
I don't like that idea.
Like they have chemistry to me.
Me neither. No. Me neither. They don't seem like they have any chemistry. But I do like him being like
be
taken under
her.
His wing
yeah.
by Uncle Gossip. And I think
they just become best friends.
Yeah, because like Chuck needs a father figure in his life.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I feel like that would be fun. So, but like by you saying that lets me know that it's probably not going to happen, which is sad.
I didn't mean to do that.
But like that would be dope.
That would have been tight.
Like if he comes back and he's like, I want to buy the place, I want you to be here, and I want you to tell me all these stories.
Maybe it does happen. It might happen for a few episodes. I feel you. Like, he needs somebody, and it's not going to be Roof Dog. He needs somebody to help this dude just get his shit together.
Yeah, and Uncle Gossip, I feel like, is the perfect person to do that.
Okay, so what do you rate that?
I give this episode 3.97 XOXOs. Okay. So that's XOXO, 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 XOXO. Yeah.
All right, you know how to do it now?
Yeah, I think so. No, you give me a model. Well, listen, as an episode of television, as a relic from a time in which TV seasons used to have 25 episodes in a season, right? Yeah. That's how long season two is?
They was making money, though.
I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone's getting their bag.
Yeah, it was getting to the bag.
It was such an interesting little relic from this time, from like 15 years ago, 14 years ago, whenever it first aired.
Do you think it's better than Gilmore Girls?
I think this one episode of Gossip Girl is better than any Gilmore Girls episode I've seen.
Wow.
Bar none.
Oh, big words.
Gilmore Girls telling the truth is shit compared to this show. And I will say, I was entertained by the push-pull of my shifting allegiances to Chuck. Mm-hmm. I was intrigued by some of the mouth stuff that Blake Lively was doing.
Yeah, the mouth
Performance piece.
She be quivering.
And I was interested in nice dads being nice to their kids and making chili. And so I will give it three.
Three.
Which is an XOXO, XOXO, XOXO.
Keep it true.
I feel like that's fair.
Yeah.
It was not sublime. It did not exceed expectation. But I was thoroughly entertained and pretty well oriented even watching this.
That's good.
A little out of sequence.
I would say I would give this episode 2.5. I didn't like it that much. It was a lot of cool stuff happening, but it was hard to get through for some reason. I didn't like Dan's story either. Dan was boring me.
Dan was
friendship
boring.
Shit.
Yeah.
But I did like. I like. I like where it. I like. This was felt like a transition episode. Like, I like it, like, was there to set up the rest of the season. Like,
well, when there's 25, some of them are gonna.
Yeah, yeah, that was one of those middle. We like, I like that he got, we got Nate and Dan sleeping together, sleeping in the same crib. And now we got Speakeasy Black Man. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of cool things happening. So I'm going to give this 2.5. So that's
XOXO. XOXO. XO.
Yeah. Okay. So now, that's how you do it.
It was good.
Did you didn't watch this episode, Rochelle. Okay, so you can't rate it.
Well, do you want to rate our conversation about
it? Yeah,
out of five?
Five talkie-talkies.
I give you guys... 5 XOXOs.
Oh my god.
Wow. So here we go. XOXO. 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 XOXO.
Burning down the house.
All right. All right. We're going to do this thing real quick and then we're going to get out of here. Okay. So I do this thing called news. And then I say what's going on in the news and you tell me from that show what characters would behave in this way.
Oh, great.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's a topical event, and then it's like, what if this happened in the
world?
Yeah,
exactly.
Great.
So Bobby Shmurda, y'all know Bobby Shmurda?
Yes.
So he said he's quitting sex for 6 months because he has a penis injury.
Oh,
so
nice.
My question is, who would have a penis injury? Who would get a penis industry?
A penis industry?
Yeah. Hey, subscribe to my OnlyFans. You're going to see a penis.
Yeah, we got to talk about this still. I think Chuck Bass would get a penis injury.
Yeah.
Because I think a girl would kick him in the dick.
Yeah, he would have one.
He would do some crazy shit. Yeah.
Maybe Dan from playing soccer too hard.
It feels like Chuck's the answer.
Yeah.
Who would inflict a penis injury would be a different question.
Yeah, yeah, who would? Who do you think?
I think Serena would kick him in the dick.
I could see Blair doing it on accident and then feeling kind of bad.
Yeah.
But then wondering, like, was it an accident?
Was it an accident? After? I don't know. Maybe it wasn't.
Okay, so here's another one. Taco Bell is bringing back Mexican pizza. So my question is, who in the show do you think thinks eats Taco Bell late at night?
Rufus.
Rufus. Rufus. The Humphreys eat Taco Bell.
Wait, his taste buds? He loves good food.
I don't yeah, no, no.
Not
I'm going to disagree with you on
okay.
that. I think Nate's been eating Taco Bell.
Yeah. I feel like he's been in that palette with a Mexican pizza, killing it.
Yeah.
And if any of your friends out there, listeners, like Taco Bell, it means that they're poor, too. And you should probably hang out with
God.
Them more.
Stop stirring the pot, Kevin T.
Kevin's
Porter.
Stirring the pot as if I'm poor. I still eat Taco Bell.
Is if T in your middle name stand for the pot?
No,
the
it just stands for T.
The pork store.
My last one is Elon Musk bought Twitter, I guess. Did y'all know about that?
He bought it today.
Saw
I think
that
it's
a few
very
hours
bad
ago.
For our country.
Yeah, he's going to let Trump back on. If Trump don't tweet, I'm back, bitches. The first time he tweets, I don't like, I'm back, bitches.
It's going to be a game changer. It's going to change everything.
Yeah.
What if his first thing is just like, can we talk about the slap, guys?
Yeah.
So my question is, I don't really have one for, I don't know. Who would buy Twitter on our show?
Oh, Bart.
You think Bart would buy Twitter?
Well, he's the only billionaire thus far, right?
I don't know if he knows what Twitter is.
I don't think he would feel like it was lucrative.
Well,
yeah.
This is an interesting show that takes place, you know, it starts pre-Twitter because it starts in 2007. It ends post-Twitter in 2012.
Yeah. This season, though, is the 2008-2009 season. I joined Twitter in 2009.
Me too. Mm.
But there was this line in the episode I was going to ask y'all about because she goes, Eric said, he's like, Serena has said something about TV, like, don't you watch it on? She said something like, don't you see it on TV? And then Eric says, nobody watches TV anymore.
On TV, yeah.
And no one watches TV on TV anymore. So what do you think he was referring to?
I think maybe TV on DVD was really big at that point.
Yeah, Netflix. What? Netflix was popping,
but not streaming.
No, Netflix was
not streaming.
Right, but that's
DVDs
what I mean.
Though.
Yeah.
But he's saying no one watches TV on.
I feel like he's referring to
like an iPad or something.
I thought he meant just live on TV.
Yeah, oh,
DVR. Because in 2008,
I thought he meant like device.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I thought he meant
DVR.
Like I thought he meant like we watch our phones now.
They
something.
Definitely don't watch their phones.
They
that was, that was before the iPhone.
Oh well,
they're watching on their iPod colors.
Yeah,
Kevin Porter, do you want to promote stuff?
Promote something.
Oh, gosh. Listen to Good Christian Fun. We've done episodes with Lamar and Carl many years ago at this point.
Yeah, listen to those ones and then listen to the other ones.
Those are the best ones. Start with those first and then work your way down from there.
I had a lot of fun on that.
Yeah, it was a great time.
That was a good time. We was in the house chilling.
It was, yeah, it was a nice, oh.
I thought you farted.
No, that was definitely a little dude next to me having a bit of a dream.
Oh, wow.
Right now. I think he's dreaming about listening to those episodes.
Yes.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, the bits were so good in that one.
And where can they follow you at to see all your hijinks?
At Kevin T. Porter on Peloton.
Yes.
On Letterboxd, on OnlyFans.
Oh yeah, so what's your OnlyFans? Tell me what you do on there. So you just
What are you doing on Roblox? Not Roblox. What are you doing on OnlyFans?
A little of this, a little of that. So far it's just pictures. There's been no I posted one video.
What are you doing? Are you naked?
No, I'm not fully naked.
But it is sexual.
Maybe it'll get there. I don't know. It started as a joke, but then I was on fellow HeadGum show newcomers.
Yes.
Yeah. And now I have 101 on there, 101
fans. 101
fans
on OnlyFans.
How much you charge?
Well, I did some discounts, but the regular monthly fee is $9.99. But then some got it for $7.50, some got it for $4.99.
Damn, that's bread.
That's money.
It's legitimate
$9.99 times 100 people, right?
Yeah.
So monthly,
it's a thousand.
I know why I can't. I'm struggling over here with my fucking calculator.
That's a great source. And all you gotta do is take three pictures.
Yeah, $1,000 a month,
and you ain't showing no meat.
Well, no meat. Yeah, no. The whole thing. I've been teasing hog. Will I show the hog?
Yeah.
Is the hog coming? A lot of pig emojis.
So hog is like month for guys then.
Yeah.
Hog is meat. Well, we say meat.
What is hog?
Hog is like white dude saying meat.
Is it? That's a what? Is that fully white?
Yeah.
I've never referred to my penis as hog.
Yeah.
No, but I've said the meat.
The meat. Man,
hashtag.
We call it the meat, and you call it the hog.
The pork.
I guess so.
I guess, and that's isn't it beautiful that we could bridge that cultural divide?
Yeah, I think that's the stuff we need to know.
My grandma called it the pita-weeta. Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting.
It is interesting.
What if that shit gets popular and really makes money? Would you quit comedy? Would you just do that?
Yeah, I would do. No, I mean,
well, what is your OnlyFans name?
Kevin T. Porter.
Kevin T. Porter on OnlyFans. Subscribe up.
It was not even.
Check out. He might show the
sexy
meat.
Name or anything?
No.
But now it's just his body. And that's it for XOXO Gossip Kings. We want to thank our guest, Kevin T. Porter. Follow him in all those places. Follow us at XOXO Gossip Kings underscore podcast on Instagram. I do not believe we have a Twitter. If we do, we do not run it.
And get his cupcakes or get his bacon. Where can you get the bacon at?
You have to be my friend now because I don't do the bake shop anymore.
The bake shop is just
the margins
for the homies.
Are too low.
Just for the homies, so you cannot eat these delicious things. I'm about to go home, pour me up a big old trough of milk.
You know what I'm saying?
Slurp up, dip, and slurp the fuck up. Okay, that's it. Thank you so much. XOXO Gossip Kings brought to you by Athletic Greens. We appreciate you. We love you. We bless you.
Bless you all.
Good night.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.